Hello, everyone. Welcome back to some extra fat joy. I've got 10 questions for Elle Baez. All right, Elle, first question. What is the quote unquote last best something you've experienced? Like last best book, last best food, last best hug, like last best something.
Ooh, okay. My last best movie. I saw The Challengers and I really loved it because I grew up playing tennis. So I'm a tennis gal. I was bullied on my tennis team for being fat. That's a whole other thing. But I saw the movie in theaters. I don't go to the theater a lot, actually. I don't go to the movie theaters, but I really enjoyed that movie. I was on the edge of my seat, freaking out the whole time.
Oh, okay. I'm going to put that on my list. I saw it, but then I was like, that's not one I would necessarily go and see. But now I'm like, okay, all right, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. And there was some female power in there too, which I just loved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now absolutely gold star for me. I love anything like that. Would you rather go on a wine tour in Tuscany or hiking in Machu Picchu?
A wine tour in Tuscany.
Nice. Nice. What is a good piece of advice that you've received?
I think that for so long in the music industry, I was trying to become like the next blank, the next X. And the best advice I've ever gotten is that I'm not the next anything. I am the first Elle Baez.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You're the first you, so don't try to be somebody else.
Oh my God, that is so freeing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love it. What emoji do you use the most?
It is the heart, the pink heart. You know I love pink, if you know. It's the pink heart that has like the hearts outlined.
The multiple heart outline. Yes. What does that mean to you when you do that? What's the meaning behind it?
Ooh. That I'm full of extra, extra love. Like the amount of love I'm giving you is infinity.
Oh, so, so fun. I love it. If you could grant someone a wish, what would that wish be and for whom would you grant it?
That just got me emotional. I would grant my dad the wish that all of his dreams and everything that he wants see accomplished in this world for himself and his children to come true.
Yeah. Yay, Dad. We're going to all send some energy that towards him for that. Beautiful. This is the question I think you actually already answered. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I'm a night owl.
Night owl. That magic liminal space where all the good juiciness happens.
Mm-hmm. I'm a moon gal. I'm a night owl. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you find the phases of the moon impact your creativity?
Yes. So this was something that I actually recently just got into. As I've been going more and more into my spiritual journey and learning my birth chart. It's been so cool. And I just got a book about all the moon phases. And now I've been like really trying to manifest at the proper time.
Yeah. 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 Is that like moonology? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, it's been really helpful. Yeah.
What is your rising sign?
I am a rising Cancer.
Oh, interesting. And your sun and moon?
My sun's Sagittarius and my moon's in Pisces.
Oh, interesting. Very cool. All right. I like that. What is a dream job that you would love to do other than the amazing dream job you have now?
This is such a funny question because I get this question all the time and like it's so bad. What would you do if you weren't a performer? I'm just like, I don't, honestly. It's so sad, but I think I would be like in the music industry, but on the other side.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Like the business side, I probably would be either an artist manager, a record label head, I also really love music festivals. So I could see myself like running a festival, like a big one or something like that, because I just love all kinds of music. So I could see myself like curating things like that.
Yeah, cool. Very cool. So still, I mean, still, you're obviously doing what you are supposed to be doing, connected in with music. What is your most played song or artist right now?
Ooh, wait, does your Spotify tell you that?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I've never looked.
I don't know if it tells you directly, but I think you have to like find a button or something. But I'm gonna guess it's most likely Eternal Sunshine by Ariana Grande. It's highly likely.
Yeah, nice.
The album's been on repeat, and the Saturn Returns interlude into that song is my little moment.
Love, love, love. What is one word that describes you and one that you wish described you?
One word that describes me is passionate. And one word that I wish described me, easygoing.
That's always my word too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, I wish I was chill. Like, I have no chill. I'm striving for chill. I feel like as I'm now like mid-40s, as I kind of move into my 40s, maybe 50s, I'll hit chill. I don't know. But yeah, I know that is my, it's the very same.
Yeah, I'm just so, like, if you get to know me more, like, I'm just so go, go, go.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to keep working. I want to keep making music and going. And like, sometimes I really need to pause and I'm not great at that.
Yeah. Yeah, I find I'm very lucky. My partner, he's an artist, actually. He's an illustrator, and he is good at that. So I find like we kind of balance each other out that way. So yeah, otherwise I've done a series of burnouts over years, which yeah, you're nodding. Yeah.
And my partner also is the complete opposite of me, which is really great.
Oh, right. It's nice. It's nice to have that balance. If we were going to go on a picnic together, what would you bring?
Cheese.
Yay. Like fun cheese?
Brie.
Oh, love a brie.
I bring brie and grapes.
Ooh. Like, describe the grapes.
Like juicy red grapes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So good. Oh my God, my mouth's watering. And a nice like double cream or even triple cream brie. Okay, you're invited on this picnic. That's perfect. Al, thanks for answering the 10 questions.
Of course, that's what's fun.